Welcome to today's market report. On Sunday, UK Health Minister Mike Hancock warned that the country was at a tipping point regarding COVID-19 as the number of cases have risen sharply in recent weeks. He suggested that a second national lockdown could be imposed if people don't follow government rules designed to stop the spread of the virus. The UK is not alone in seeing cases rising sharply, with several countries across Europe, including France, Spain, Greece and Denmark, having already announced new coronavirus restrictions in some of their largest cities. Economic numbers in Europe have shown a rebound of late, enough to prompt the European Central Bank to revise upwards its growth forecast for 2020 at its policy meeting earlier this month. That said, these new localized lockdowns are likely to have an impact on sentiment, meaning the key focus this week will be updates on the September confidence readings through the flash PMIs and the German IFO on Wednesday and Thursday respectively. GBP/USD traded sideways between 129.14 and 129.99. The pair could now move within the 128 to 131 range in the next weeks. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson agreed to compromise on the controversial Brexit bill and sent the pound higher before the Fed boosted the dollar last week. Politics are set to outweigh economic figures in rocking the pound in the last full week of September. Parliament is set to approve the internal markets bill during the week, and markets will focus on the EU's response. If talks collapse, the pound would tumble, while attempts to reach a compromise would boost it. Bank of England officials may have the chance to clarify their intentions in Westminster hearings or interviews. How determined are they to set negative rates? How close is the move? The pound may rock on any hint from Governor Andrew Bailey, who has scheduled speeches, or any other member of Monetary Policy Committee. Rishi Sunak, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, has yet to announce what would replace, if at all, the furlough scheme, which expires next month. The spectre of mass UK layoffs is worrying about the nation and markets. A gradual tempering of the scheme is likely, but without details, sterling could suffer. Eurodollar traded in a relatively quiet manner between 118.25 and 118.70 before settling a tad lower at 118.37. Momentum indicators are turning neutral and euro could continue to trade in a quiet manner. The dollar index was down 0.1% at 92.862. Dollar yen was at 104.34. This is today's market news. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.